The Rio Dell City Council held its regular meeting on Tuesday, July 2nd, in City Hall. The meeting began with public comments, where members of the public are invited to address the Council on any matter not on the agenda over which the Council has jurisdiction. One commenter spoke about their opposition to the drastic change in the utility connection fees that the city is considering, which would amount to a 547% increase in the fee. The resident felt this would be a burden on new construction and discourage development in Rio Dell. Further details on the proposed sewer rate changes to follow in this update. The next two members of the public spoke of their frequent problems they encounter as homeowners near the river on Edwards Drive, with traffic driving down to the river at all hours of the night and causing damage. They have spoken to the council numerous times previously regarding the issue and distributed pictures of the damage to the river bar. There is no sanctioned public access to the Eel River in Rio Dell, so the area down Edwards Drive, next to the wastewater treatment plant sewage retention ponds, has become a primary source of access. This includes large trucks that like to drive up and down the river bar, doing a great deal of damage to an already threatened waterway, which is also the source of drinking water for the city. It has also become a dumping ground for garbage, which includes pesticides and chemicals potentially harmful to the river, animals, and swimmers. The residents asked if the city could close a gate at the end of Edwards Drive that would still allow for pedestrian access to the river, but not the vehicles that are the major source of damage. The city approved $31,126 in furniture and appliances for an employee break room, plus chain-link fencing and electrical service for an automatic gate mechanism for the wastewater treatment plant. There are additional change orders for the wastewater treatment plant expected in the future.
Everybody hold on to their seats, but there's a list of items probably totaling about $400,000 of additional change orders, the wish list of things that would like to be cleaned up, you know, down at the plant. Some of those items we may be able to get the state to pay for, but they have kind of a funny process in that they won't negotiate change orders until the very end of the project, which means you've already paid for them. The good news is that, you know, we have a very healthy sewer reserve, and I think most of those things, if you deem them to be worthy, could be paid for, and then potentially some of them could be reimbursed by the state at a later date.
The city also approved a $6,250 contribution to the Chamber of Commerce to be used as matching funds towards a $25,000 Headwaters Fund grant for the Rio Dell Business Incubator Project that is focused on trying to fill empty storefronts with local artisans and small businesses. Details of the project and the grant can be provided by the local Chamber of Commerce or City Hall. Drastic changes to the sewer rates are being proposed by the city after a recent rate study was presented in the June 18th council meeting, which showed that the Rio Dell charges the highest sewer rate of all the cities examined. The proposal includes changing the current monthly flat rate of $73.94 to a variable rate that would charge higher users more. The city has determined that the average household uses 5 units of water each month. Accounts using more than that would see an increase in their monthly sewer bill. The usage will be determined by averaging the water used in December, January, and February, which will then dictate the monthly rate for the rest of the year. A key component of the proposed changes involves rental properties specifically. The utility bills would no longer be under the tenant's name, but would be changed to the property owner's account. The monthly utility bill will be charged whether or not the property is empty or not using any water. The proposal also includes increasing the wastewater capacity fee from the current $950 to $5,220 for each new connection. The change in billing is subject to strict rate increase guidelines that require a public hearing and the opportunity for protests to be filed. Details of the proposal and the process can be obtained from City Hall. There will be an opportunity for public involvement prior to the approval of the changes at a future council meeting to be announced. The next Rio Dell City Council meeting will be Tuesday, July 16th at 6:30 p.m. This is Sharon Wolf with the Rio Dell Times reporting for KMUD Radio.